Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gabzy, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Eric Holmes.
Yes, let's go, baby. Let's have a good time. Let's get this battle rolling.
You sound excited.
Yeah, I am. I'm ready.
You know, that's great because in today's episode, a foul-mouthed government killer with a tragic past, elite military training, and enough firepower to wipe out a small army if he doesn't make a crude joke first, takes on a relentless vigilante with a tactical mind, military precision, and a reputation for taking down entire criminal empires all alone. In one corner, you have Peacemaker, a government-sanctioned assassin who believes in achieving peace at any cost, wielding advanced weaponry, brutal hand-to-hand skills, and absolutely no moral filter whatsoever. And in the other corner, you have the Punisher, a former Marine turned one-man war machine who uses military tactics and overwhelming force to punish criminals, superhumans, and anyone else who gets in his way. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. And not surprisingly, this battle has been discussed many times online, but it's never gotten the Who Would Win treatment until today, that is. Eric, I have to know, what are your thoughts on today's matchup?
No, I think it's really good, and it's time to let people know about a particular individual that I'll be repping. So, yeah.
Really, it's about time people learned about the Punisher. You're saying the Punisher, no one knows who the Punisher is, but it's about time.
Well, the fact that you want to battle me, they're going to learn. You're going to learn today. So, ooh, yeah.
Someone sounds bitter. Is it because of your recent losses on the Who Would Win Unleashed show?
Neither here, neither there.
I'm going to take that as a yes. Right. I think this is a good thing because, you know, season two of Peacemaker came out. I watched the first season not expecting, I guess, much, because I knew the character from the Suicide Squad movie, the second one. Enjoyed it. John Cena's awesome. Always watch anything he's in. And really enjoyed how insane Peacemaker as a character was. No moral filter is the best way to describe him. Absolute killer, but with no moral filter. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great thing. And by the way, I love the Punisher. I love the Punisher. Is absolutely awesome. But we'll figure this all out. Now, coming back for another episode of Who Would Win, because they did such a great job in a previous episode.
Yes.
But Eric actually felt they were slightly biased towards my character. Eric asked for them to come back and challenge them to see if they could just judge this battle down the middle with no bias whatsoever. Let's see if they can. Making their second appearance on the Who Would Win show is one of the biggest nerds I know, and that's one the biggest compliments I can make. It's someone who used to come with me and a bunch of other nerds to watch opening nights of movies and what have you when they first came out. It's a celebrity personal trainer extraordinaire. It's the one, it's the only, it's Michael Taylor. Michael, welcome back to Who Would Win.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate being here. Love it. Love coming here.
Look, I'd love to talk to you about what you've been up to, but we know what you've been up to. You're out in nature training celebrities. Sometimes training celebrities out in nature. Sometimes using nature itself to train celebrities. That's kind of fun.
But
more importantly, there was a little bit of controversy last time you were here, controversy in the form of Eric complaining that you were too biased towards Mace Windu in the battle against Scorpion, giving Mace Windu the win. And just the facial expressions of Eric when you told the Legion of Audience when I said, hey, how do you get in contact with you? And Michael said,
at the end.
By the way, my non-biased judgeness for Star Wars versus Mortal Kombat, you can reach me at the Jedi Trainer on Instagram.
Right.
You're kind of a Star Wars-aholic, is what you are.
Well, I am a Jedi, so, I mean, that does help.
Right. So there you have it.
Eric's using air quotes around the word Jedi. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Eric is not happy.
He's a Jedi.
Eric, I mean, how upset were you after the show? We could tell Legion, let's pull back the curtain a little bit. How upset were you after that show?
Handle had Jedi in it? Yeah. I became nauseous immediately. Yeah. I had to leave the room.
You did throw up all over the place, by the way. That was a lot of coverage on that window. Not going to lie.
We cleaned it up.
Yeah. Shout out to Taco Bell. But anyway, so you were upset. You know, I know you're not comfortable with saying this, so I'm just gonna say it anyway. There's a little bit of yelling. There was a little bit of, you're in the jiu-jitsu class, a little bit of crying. And that was while he was in jiu-jitsu class, decimating this poor kid who came in for their first class. I'm like, go with Eric. He's a good guy. He's safe. Boy, was I wrong.
I know. I mean, luckily, that 6-year-old was sad, too.
I know. And luckily, he signed the waiver. So...
I'm like, sign that waiver, son.
On one side, you know, pros and cons. Cons, we didn't, sign up a new student, thanks to Eric. Cons, or pros, he should be walking, hopefully, in 6 months.
Yeah, at least. Beating up children, guys, on the record.
No. It was a grown man who was crying like a child, though. Eric was slightly upset. Eric, people don't know that Eric's like 6'5", 220, 230, you know, former Division I football player for USC. This is a powerful... man who can destroy, not me, because I teach the class, but to the average human, he's ripping people apart. All I'm trying to say is this is the anger that you brought on from this type of individual, and you seem to be smiling maniacally at the fact you did that. Why are you so happy?
That's why I'm a trainer. I make people cry and all the time, and I'm smiling. So
but you did a good job.
You did do a good job. Yeah. But now we're at the Peacemaker. Coming out for season 2 and the Punisher. I'm going to ask you: did you change your Instagram handle to at the
Punisher.com?
Nope.
Still the Jedi trainer. This one's definitely a really good neutral ground for me. So I get to really learn a little bit more about the Peacemaker and the Punisher.
Well, let's find out a little bit more about Mike Taylor, the trainer.
Yeah.
Are you more of a Marvel or DC fan?
Ooh, that's a tough. That would be so hard for me. I'm both. Man, I'm like, I love Marvel, but like Superman, The Flash, and Batman, they got a really soft spot in my heart. So I'm like, it's tough. It's so tough for me to pick between those two.
I know.
I'm gonna have to say Marvel just because of the latest movies that's kind of come out. So that's what I'm gonna say. But I could be switching that next week.
That's true. All right. This bodes well for today's battle because now Eric, hopefully, your desire for Mike to come back, judges down the line, has been satisfied in terms of at least how he's coming in. No natural bias towards the character. Are you feeling good about today's battle?
That's how I like a battle to start, brother.
All right, very cool. Let's get this party started. Now, before we get into the battle, let's go over the rules about who would win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the who would win match is a random encounter in neutral location, no prior knowledge or prep time allowed, and the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal, with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, the bottom line to who would win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever. And before we get started, don't forget to leave the Who Would Win Show a 5-star rating and a fantastic written review wherever you download and listen to podcasts. And now let's get to the tail of the tape for both of our combatants. Eric, please give us the details for The Punisher.
Absolutely. So The Punisher, Frank Castle, is the most feared, actually, a vigilante in the Marvel Universe, okay? A decorated Marine, he became a brutal one-man war zone after the mob killed his family, okay? Operating without mercy, Castle has dismantled entire criminal organizations, you've seen the movies, defeated enhanced enemies, and outmaneuvered some of the Marvel Universe's greatest tacticians, all right? Known for his insane resolve to never give up on a mission of revenge, Castle can survive crazy physical punishment and keep fighting. And he doesn't stop until the mission is complete.
Well done, Eric. By the way, the Punisher is one of my favorite characters from Marvel.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I know a lot about the Punisher. When I did collect comic books, I had a lot of older, Punisher runs from the 80s.
Nice.
Yeah, a friend of mine had his first appearance in Spider-Man comic book, I think it was 1974 or something. Oh, wow. This character's been around for a while.
Yeah, he runs.
And by the way, Punisher is an extreme badass. Absolutely love the Punisher. Now, here are the details for the Peacemaker. Christopher Smith, a.k.a. Peacemaker, is a highly trained, highly unstable people, Black Ops assassin working under Argus, which is a big, cool organization within DC Universe. He was raised by a racist, fun fact, ultra-violent father who turned him into a killer from childhood. Despite his warped sense of justice, he generally believes in peace, so much so that he's willing to kill, maim, or explode anyone to get it. He's a weapons expert, tactician, and brutal brawler. In the HBO Max series, he battles metahumans, takes on alien parasites, and even survives being shot, crushed, and betrayed. With rage-fueled determination, Peacemaker is unpredictable, hilarious, dangerous, surprisingly hard to keep down, and sometimes even hilarious.
Yeah.
That's what I say about the Peacemaker. And by the way, the version of the Peacemaker I'm using, I'm going to do it. I'm using the Peacemaker from the HBO Max series, not the comic books, from the actual series. I believe that's a better character. What version of the Punisher are you using today, Eric?
That's what I was going to ask you,
I'm going to do the 616 comic book version of the Punisher.
Really? That's why I'm using the limited series, and you're using the most powerful version of the Punisher from the well the played, one they, Eric.
It's time to punish, baby.
It's time to punish. Wow. There's a lot of bitterness from Mace Windu versus Scorpion.
Yeah, I can feel it. Now, is in the 616 universe, is that the same as Peacemaker? Is he in the same universe?
Peacemaker is DC Comics.
I don't know if it's in the same universe. That could be what, you know?
The way you can tell they're not in the same universe is one's from Marvel.
Okay.
Punisher.
Yeah.
Peacemaker's from the DC universe. That's how you can tell they're not from the same freaking... You are such a Marvel fan. I don't know.
See? Yeah. Then I guess that proves my point of which one do I like more.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what? We can all be wrong once in a while. Yeah.
Okay. You more than not.
That's very true. All right. Let's get this party started. Eric, here's your point number one.
Yes, absolutely. So the Punisher's superior firepower, okay? His precision and tactical planning, even in no-prep situations, all right? That's what I want to get into, okay? So... he has used military-grade tech, custom firearms, armor-piercing rounds, and anti-tank weaponry to take out powered enemies, even ones with healing factors or armor, okay? He has also killed or defeated enemies with cybernetic enhancements, advanced gear, and even magic, people. Even magic, all right? Peacemaker's helmets are flashy, all right? But the Punisher has used EMP charges, decoys, and high-yield explosives to level the playing field, all right? He actually once took out Jigsaw, okay, while he was wearing exo armor. I'm sure you remember that, all right? He's defeated Wolverine using pressure point tactics and also survived assaults from Iron Man-level hardware, all right? Unlike Peacemaker, who relies on, you know, little gimmicky helmet swaps, Punisher carries backup weapons for every range, angle, and battlefield condition. And lastly, for my first point here, Punisher wins the gear war, all right, with deadlier loadouts, smarter targeting, and real-world combat efficiency. And all that, James, is my point number one.
Okay, so nothing wrong with what you said in your point number one. The only thing I can ask you is... what is the Punisher's standard gear, right? Sure, he's got EMPs, he's got everything else, but remember, you know, at one point he had War Machine's armor, right? They use PIM particles to shrink down, carry on with whatever. He doesn't have that here, but, you know, it's a neutral location, it's a random encounter. What does he have on him in a random encounter is what I got to figure out. Mm-hmm. I think he's got firearms, maybe some explosives, maybe a grenade. Yeah. I don't think he's carrying around everything you were talking about that he has used, but I think it's limited. But still, a great point overall. Let me get to my point number one. And my point number one, let's talk about the advanced weaponry and the helmet tech that give Peacemaker the edge in this battle, at least in my opinion. So Peacemaker's signature pistol is a powerful high-caliber firearm capable of dropping enemies with one shot, even opponents who are wearing armor. That is a big-ass gun he's got. Mm-hmm. It's a high-caliber thing. Look, a Desert Eagle is, what, a 50-caliber weapon? This thing's got to be way heavier. Yeah, yeah. Plus, I don't know if you've seen, Peacemaker, a.k.a. John Cena, is jacked. That is someone who can handle the kickback of a very powerful firearm. He's used that to kill multiple combatants in rapid succession with actual precision headshots, often while under fire or mid-melee, if that's the right way of saying it. So imagine this guy in the middle of a, you know, fire fight or whatever, and he's using this cannon for a gun in rapid succession and is insanely accurate with this, taking people out. That is crazy. He's got this marksmanship that you would call elite level. He once shot a man and the bullet that the man fired at him mid-air. I don't know how that works, what physics are involved. That's something he's did. And his socially awkward looking helmet. I don't know how else to put it. That is just some weird. So it's, I definitely think it's a choice, right? It's a fashion choice. He took it, whatever. It's got some great technical abilities featuring, it's got x-ray vision, sonic blast, anti-gravity, target tracking. Peacemaker can control the battlefield with a tech in his helmet. For example, he's got the sonic boom helmet that vaporizes those alien butterfly hosts in one blast. Imagine that's the Punisher. He's got the x-ray vision. We let him track Punisher through walls and ambushes. Look, Punisher's going to have weapons, but Peacemaker walks in with a kill shot pistol, full battlefield surveillance, and a helmet arsenal Frank can't match that will catch him by surprise. All that is my point number one.
First of all, that sonic boom helmet isn't something that he's always wearing. All right. It's a one-off. Okay. So that's my first point. All right. Also, Peacemaker charges in spraying bullets. Frank is already gone from that spot. All right. So I spraying his bullets. The Punisher's already gone. All right. So it'll be game over even before he realizes he's in trouble. All right. Also, Peacemaker thrives in chaos. All right. But Frank creates controlled chaos. All right. He'd easily lure Peacemaker into a kill zone, uses overconfidence against him, and put him down with precision fire. All right. Peacemaker never sees round two. Lastly, remember, the Punisher doesn't fight fair. Okay. While I mean, Peacemaker, it's his name does. All right. Which is a huge mistake if you're going up against the Punisher. All right. So that's my rebuttal there.
And I do think Peacemaker also does not fight fair at, you know, a lot of the times. But I do think you're right. The Punisher has a weird code, and fair to him is just means like, whatever I got to do to win. So that's a good point. All right, let's see what the judge has to say. Mike, you've heard one point from both Eric and myself. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
Yeah. Ooh, it's pretty down the middle. Although I will say, at least for this point, I'm thinking Peacemaker, because of that helmet, man. That helmet, if he's got that helmet with that sonic boom, dude, how are you going to defend that? Like, that's going to be interesting. But I also want to go back to the point you made about, and I don't remember, and I don't know either of these characters extremely that well, but with the Punisher, he defeated Wolverine?
Yeah.
When was that?
That wasn't within... Okay, it's kind of a point of contention. It was in what's called Punisher Max, and that was years and years ago. It was kind of like an offshoot of Marvel. And the way he defeated Wolverine is he lured him into a trap and had a steamroller pin him.
Whoa!
And then as he's trying to get out, he shot him in the face. So, you know, and he's still pinned by the steamroller. Wolverine got out, but, you know, he was incapacitated.
It was some advanced
planning on his part.
Okay.
I believe, but it was still a really cool win.
Because I didn't know that. And I was like, what? When you said that, I had no idea. So kind of cool. That does give a little like edge to that, hearing about that. I didn't know about that fight. But again, with this point, Peacemaker, with that helmet, that's pretty, you know, that's a really big arsenal that he has on that helmet. You know, to have that, it's going to be really tough to defeat that.
Look, as someone who's had to wear a lot of helmets, especially growing up, I can tell you that they do come in handy.
On your head or?
Sure, we'll go with that. Yeah. All right.
Don't you love this?
You know, Canadian schooling, man. Just so weird. Eating bear meat.
Oh, I know.
And
oh,
killing moose with your bare hands.
I saw you getting whipped.
You know
what?
Yeah. Why not learn math? Yeah. You know, it's or good. Like, you know, it's English.
You got to run from a bear. So.
Yeah, totally. All right. it's a thing. All right. Thing. We are coming up with point number two. Stay tuned and we'll see what Eric has to say.
Yes.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
And we're back. Eric, here's your point number two.
Yeah, so for my point number two, I want to get into the Punisher's combat toughness and surgical kill instinct, all right? So he survived being shot in the chest, stabbed through the stomach, thrown out of windows, and hit with grenades, all right? All while completing his many, many missions, all right? He once fought his way out of a SHIELD black site, okay, while injured using nothing but broken furniture and a stolen sidearm, all right? The Punisher also took a point-blank shotgun blast to the torso, okay? He said, to the torso, man. Guess what he did? He patched himself up with the staple gun and ambushed its attackers minutes later, all right? His pain tolerance is insane, okay? It literally borders on superhuman, all right? He keeps fighting when most people would literally pass out from after being shot in the torso with the shotgun, all right? But he does not pass out from blood loss at all. So that is my second point for the Punisher.
I think I speak for the Legion of audience as a whole when I said, can you repeat the noises he made?
Are you ready?
When he was shot. Yes, please.
Because I know this is what it would sound like if you just got shot.
Yeah,
it's
in the yeah. Here we go. Here we go. So
it's, ah.
And the laugh at the end.
You know what? It's like,
and that's a Punisher laughing at the
I hate to say it. That sounds a lot like Arnold Schwarzenegger thinking.
Yeah, he'd be, yeah.
He's like, oh. It sounds like maybe we shot with a shotgun.
Maybe we should do like 5 minutes of all of us together.
The people like that.
No, we should not, Eric. We're moving on. Look, here's the deal. Punisher does have a really high pain tolerance. And that's because sometimes, you know, he's like that weird guy in class, Eric, yes, who, like in boxing, who's like, I'm going to get in to punch you, but I'm going to use my face as a shield from punches to get into where I can hopefully punch you once. So this guy comes in, he gets hit probably 10, 15 times so that he get in that one jab or something, right? Correct. Awesome. I think that is a Pyrrhic victory where the cost of the victory is way more than actually what you gain from the victory itself. The Punisher takes a lot of punishment to accomplish the mission, but he doesn't have a healing factor. He's getting messed up. He can keep on kind of functional, but he has been beaten due to blood loss and blunt force trauma and all that kind of fun stuff. So I admire it. At the same time, it's a questionable tactic at times that's got him into problems. Mm-hmm. All right, let me get to my point number two. For my point number two, let's discuss Peacemaker's proven durability, his relentlessness, and this rage-fueled combat style. Let's discuss Peacemaker's proven durability, his relentlessness, and that rage-fueled combat style he's got. So this is fun. Peacemaker took a gunshot wound to the neck from a character named Bloodsport in the second Suicide Squad movie and survived. No superpowers, no magic, just pure stubborn toughness. A gunshot to the neck. That is, that's not something I recommend, kids at home. In the Peacemaker series, he fights his way out of a hospital while still recovering from that same wound, beating multiple guards and agents at the same time. He survived a multi-story building collapse during the final battle against the Butterflies in, the Peacemaker series, and just kept on fighting. He engaged in a prolonged brutal brawl against his own father, the White Dragon, taking armor-piercing hits and still delivering the killing blow. Fighting a lower version of Iron Man, with his racist dad inside of it, and took him on, beat him, and somehow got the win. He takes on butterfly infected humans with those once they get enhanced strength and agility, and he often goes 1-on-3 against these super level beings. Wow. And comes out on top. He's really fueled by trauma, guilt, and rage, and Peacemaker uses emotional pain as fuel, becoming more dangerous when wounded or cornered. It's kind of insane. And while the Punisher is known for endurance, Peacemaker matches him step for step, absorbing damage and pushing forward with no hesitation. Remember, gunshot to the neck. That's a pretty determined person to keep on going.
Painful.
It's insane. All of that is my point number two.
Okay. So, very good point. All right. Look, I'll give Peacemaker credit. Okay. We're being amicable here. Okay. The guy can take a beating and keep swinging. Okay. But here's the difference. Here's the difference now, okay? Punisher doesn't need to drag out a fight to prove how tough he is, all right? Peacemaker fights through injuries because he's reckless enough to take them in the first place, all right? And now so does the Punisher too, okay? But Frank Castle, okay, the Punisher, he's not standing there taking hits. He's ending the fight before you land the second one, okay? Peacemaker is dangerous when cornered. I will say that, but Punisher makes sure you never get the chance to corner him, all right? In a head-to-head fight, Punisher ends it three steps or sooner.
I will say that I have to agree that the Punisher is more tactical than Peacemaker. Peacemaker maybe a little bit more fun to watch, because he gets into hijinks while he's fighting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, hey, he's fighting this battle, and all of a sudden there's this Scooby-Doo element that pops in,
which is
kind of ridiculous. It's fun to watch. Yeah, but the Punisher's not that guy. If I have a chance, I'm finishing you. Yeah. And Peacemaker's like, hey, look what I can do. Trying to show, I can see it. But that's not important what I think. Let's see what the judge has to say. Because, Mike, you're at, after hearing two points from us, you're at what's called the turning point. Mm-hmm. This is where you you tell us who you think is ahead and what the other side has to do to gain the victory.
Okay. Right now, I think it's even. I think Punisher wins on this point. The combat toughness, dude, you can't really kind of beat that. And also, but neither of these guys, they're not immortal or anything. They don't have any superpowers, really. Okay, I didn't think so. I didn't know a lot about Peacemaker, and I can't remember how the comics was with the Punisher. I mean, I definitely have seen the movies, but I don't remember a lot in the comics. I didn't know how far off that is from movies to comics. But I think Punisher has an edge with more combat-style training. Definitely got some toughness, not to just, you know, miss anything that the Peacemaker can do. I think he's got tough, but he is a little bit more reckless, you know, with his like fighting style and what he does. He's definitely funny and makes things fun. But I think the Punisher, to your point, Eric, is going to get this fight over with in as few conserve as much energy as he can, kind of. He'll expend a lot of energy, but conserve it because he's going to keep going for the next person. You know, so I kind of see that with the Punisher and all that. So I think it's even. I think Peacemaker got the first round. Punisher here, so we're all tied up.
Interesting place to be. Like this. Yeah. Interesting place to be. Let's see what happens. Stick around for point number three, and we're back. All right, Eric, it's now or never. Here's your point number three.
So, from what the judge was talking on, this is what I want to bring up next. Okay, the Punisher's battlefield adaptability and kill count against powered threats. All right, so he's taking down foes like Spider-Man, Daredevil, Moon Knight, Deadpool, and Ghost Rider, all of whom are far more unpredictable and powerful, respectfully, than Peacemaker, right? He's also defeated super soldiers and metahumans using guerrilla tactics, traps, and relentless precision, all right? Peacemaker may be erratic, but the Punisher has fought and beaten dozens of unhinged psychopaths. He reads chaos, adjusts instantly, and never wastes motion, okay? Unlike Peacemaker, who often hesitates due to emotional trauma, all right, Punisher operates with pure mission clarity and lethal intent, all right? The Punisher will win by luring Peacemaker into a kill zone, bypassing flashy gadgets, and delivering a perfect, incapacitating kill shot before he knows he's been hunted. And that's my point number three.
All right, I'm going to push back on something, and it's not really a pushback, it's just more of a fact. So the Punisher's got a longer history than Peacemaker. Peacemaker's been around for a minute or so, but the Punisher's been a much more popular character. And as a result, when you're a popular character, you're going to have a lot more, I don't know, battles, feats, and what have you. Mm-hmm. And the Punisher's got, some great feats, great wins, just is known throughout the Marvel Universe, at least on planet Earth, as an absolute badass. Superpowered beings fear him greatly. He's got a great win over Spider-Man, where Spider-Man just absolutely lost it and said, now I'm coming after you, Punisher. To piss off Spider-Man is a pretty hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And he did it. But it's cool, but it's not taking away anything from what Peacemaker can do too. If Peacemaker had the same amount of history and opportunities, would he have a similar history and background to the Punisher? I think he would. So let me get to my point number three. My point number three, let's talk about unpredictability, ruthlessness, and combat experience versus superhuman threat. So he took down, again, those butterfly-infected agents who had enhanced strength, the agility, the hive mind intelligence. He used brutal improvisation and sheer force to do it. It was great. He single-handedly infiltrated the butterfly cow facility. Has the Punisher ever infiltrated a cow facility? Probably. He's been around for a while.
Yeah, probably.
But when Peacemaker did it, he fought through dozens of armed alien hosts and used a combination of stealth, gunplay, hand-to-hand combat. It was awesome. He defeated Judo Master, a highly skilled martial artist in the art of, you'll never guess. It wasn't just judo, by the way. It was judo and boxing. He did really cool stuff. Right. And he did it in a close-range brawl. It was really cool. He was outclassed in technique and then just kind of went nuts and slammed him into the ground, John Cena style. It was fun to watch. Yeah. His fighting style is erratic. It's unorthodox. He uses anything around him as a weapon, from helmets to appliances to sharp debris. Of course, he was trained by Argus, that cool military organization in DC Comics. But he fights like a loose cannon. Again, insanely unpredictable. Makes it nearly impossible to predict his next move. And, you know, the Punisher, I'd say, is a little bit more structured of a fighter, very savage, but bit more predictable than Peacemaker. Peacemakers face enemies with weapons, powers, alien tech, hive minds, and it's the same, you know, similar kind of thing that the Punisher's done. The bottom line is that the Peacemaker wins the fight by overwhelming the Punisher with chaos. That's just something he loves doing because he's absolutely insane. Okay. His helmet tech, his range precision, the unexpected melee tactics, hitting someone in the no-no danger zone, absolutely a first type of, you know, attack by Peacemaker, although the Punisher will hit someone there too, probably as move number three or four. Look, it's a surprise that's going to overcome the great technique, and nothing is more surprising and wacky and out of the box than the Peacemaker. That's why he wins this battle. That's my point number three.
Okay. All right. All right. Look, so very, very good point. Very good point. And you did mention that he's very chaotic. All right. So so this is the thing. Okay. Peacemaker's chaos isn't new to Frank Castle. Okay. He's beaten, like I said, Deadpool, Moon Knight, and Spider-Man, all faster than Peacemaker, all stronger and way more unpredictable. Okay. You mentioned the helmet tricks seem better. Wild brawling, the Punisher is handled way worse. Okay. Chaos only works once. All right. The second a Punisher sees it, he adapts, counters it, and ends it. That's the difference, okay? So Peacemaker plays wild, the Punisher plays to win. And that's my rebuttal.
Interesting points. I actually really like where you're coming with this. And again, I love the Punisher, so keep that going. Okay, but let's switch to the judge. Mike, you've heard 3 points from both Eric and myself. It's now time for you to make a decision. Take us through your process. Tell us the story, if you will, and tell us who wins this battle between Peacemaker and the Punisher.
Ooh, I think it's going to be a good fight. I would have to say the Jedi.
Fair.
But yeah. Really good points. I love everything. I love how equipped the Punisher is. He's got like, he's kind of like Batman. He's got so many like gadgets and knows how to use them. I love, he's got, what is his like degree in like black belt, like karate, like is he kind of a master at all of that, or is he just like a street fighter, knows his
insanely
craft,
insanely well trained in a number of different styles, high level Brazilian jiu-jitsu, as well as boxing, and all the military styles.
I thought, I just didn't really know. And then with the Peacemaker, he hasn't been around as long from what I'm kind of gathering. And what about his background and like fighting, like really does he have,
he's got a very good background. I'd say the Punisher has a better, I'd say overall combat training better, but Peacemaker is definitely bigger and stronger. Remember, that's a John Cena in the DC universe. And the way he beat Judo Master is picking him, slamming him on the ground repeatedly. Reason he couldn't do that to the Punisher.
Okay. So really going to be a good fight to the death, all that. I give the Punisher more of an edge because of how experienced he is. I love all of his gadgets, his tools that he has. I think he's going to use them probably all. I'm more concerned about with Peacemaker, with what helmet does he bring to the fight? You know, because he has a few. Does he? Is it like 6 different helmets, or is
something
it a couple?
Like that.
I'm not sure. Again, I don't know like his his story too well, but I do know a couple of the helmets that he has used, and some that you've mentioned, James. So I think that's going to be very interesting to see which one he would use. But he might, the Peacemaker might not be ready for the fight and bring the wrong kind of helmet. You know, kind of knowing him, and he may just show up in his underwear because that's kind of how John Cena does work. So he may be fighting in his underwear. You know, Eric, because he's done that before. Yes. So
yeah, I was there.
He was there.
No, you were guy. You had the oil. So
in my underwear.
Yeah, Mike, I was videoing.
Mike, we all do our part. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Videoing.
What are you doing after?
Sorry, kids at home.
Nothing. I know. So I'm gonna give the Punisher an edge and a win on this because I think he is gonna. Yes. This has nothing to do with Eric, but I think he's gonna actually take down Peacemaker. I think it's gonna be a brutal fight. I would love to see that because I think both characters and men are gonna use all of their arsenal on all this fight. I just think the Punisher has a little bit more of an edge, way more combat experience.
There you go.
I think it's gonna be really, really good to see them fight, and I wanna see what the Punisher uses for his weapons. Is it gonna be like all grenade stuff? Is it gonna be the knives, the guns? Probably all of it. And there's more stuff. I don't even know what the Punisher, like everything what he has. Right. So yeah.
Mike,
interesting.
Way to be way to judge.
Yeah.
Way to judge.
Yeah.
Eric seems to be happy with this. Eric, has Mike redeemed himself in your eyes?
I knew Mike. is a judge, yeah. And this man, he did it right. This man did it
all right. All right, I gotta tell you, I'm. This is one of the few times where I'm gonna have to say it like it is. I agree with the judge. I think, like, if this was the MCU version of the Punisher versus the DC comic or the HBO Max version,
yeah.
Bernthal, who's great, by the way, amazing.
That's what I was
but asking. If you had the MCU version versus the DC version,
yeah.
DCU version, I think the Punisher, I think Peacemaker would win. But we're using the comic book version, and the ultimate more, badass yeah. of badasses to take him out. I don't think that Peacemaker has the tools. Or enough, and he's definitely not. Again, it's a neutral yeah. location, random encounter. Right. He doesn't have a chance to go home and prepare and get the right helmet.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Who
exactly.
knows? It's a 1 in 6 right. chance, or whatever
exactly.
it is. I gotta agree, not with Eric, but with the judge on this one, for a good decision. Well done, Mike. And you've also, yes. you know, made yourself
happy.
Look great in the eyes of
yeah.
Eric.
Yes.
Two for one.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Listen, Mike, great job. Please come back to the show.
In want the meantime, to? Absolutely.
Tell the Legion of Honor fan base where they can find you online.
Yep. You guys can find me at The Punisher. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No. You guys can find me at The Jedi Trainer is my Instagram tag. And that's the only social media that I have right now.
Very cool. All right. Congratulations, Eric. Tell Legion of Honor fan base where they can find you online.
Yes. You can find me at The T-H-E Eric, E-R-I-C Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. Let's connect.
Wow, that sounded
sounded
great, by the way. Yeah. All right, you can find me on X, AKA Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in @JamesGavs. You remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time.
Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.